Listening Library presents Ivelisse Explains It All by Andrea Beatriz Arango. Read for you by Raquel Meredith. Para mi papi, thank you for still visiting my dreams. Second chances. Why is it that principals love giving second chances? Love reminding me they were kids too. Love acting like they're doing me a favor, doing my mom a favor, by sitting me down all serious and asking what they can do. Well, guess what? This is seventh grade now, and I don't need anyone's help but my own. I've moved on from everything that happened. I've made lists, and I've made goals, and if I'm in the principal's office, you can 100% bet that it wasn't my fault. Who can you trust? If you ask my teachers, they might say I'm a liar, because I always insist things are not my fault. And if you ask my mom, she might say que soy una dramática, because she used to sometimes think my old panic attacks were about getting attention and not an anxious brain response. But journal, don't listen to them, because these right here, they're my true inner thoughts. And if you can't trust a girl and her poems, well, who can you trust? Back it up. Mommy gave you to me last week, hardcover, gold trim. Like my TikTok wouldn't be good enough if I really wanted to speak. She says it's to encourage my creativity. Dije pa ver if I can actually get some writing in. But I know what it is, really. Mimi, my abuelita, is coming real soon, and mommy's worried it'll make me switch back. Like my grandma will somehow fly me through time before the pills and Dr. Turnip, back when things were all out of whack. Por favor. I'm 12, and Mimi has had Alzheimer's forever. I mean, years and years. I'm not going to get a panic attack just because she forgets my name. Si fuese por eso, I'd get them every day at school. Cuz, listen. The end of elementary school? Worst time of my life. And the start of middle school? I just wasn't quite right. But this year? Yo voy a mí. Because yo? Yo soy una dura. Yo soy Latina. Me? I am Ivelize, Margarita Snow Medina. And that's Ivelisse, not Ivelisse. Ive, to family and friends. Aunque, even though I've explained the V is short, like in pet, it seems nobody ever remembers to twist their mouths the right way. Like in that spoken word poem by Elizabeth Acevedo and Paige's madam, Angie Yamazawa, the real spoken poetry OGs. Except, unlike them, most times I talk when I shouldn't, and I'm quiet when I should screech, so maybe I need some lessons on figuring out when to hold my thoughts in. ISBE. It means in-school behavior intervention. It means I messed up my second chance. But what was I supposed to do? I was telling Amir about Mimi moving in. Amir is my only friend. And then Jessica and Justin G heard me, and Jessica was all, OMG, what? That's so sad. Is she coming here illegally, or are you, like, getting her a visa? Because, you know, we're all about immigration, but do it right. And I swear, my hair crackled. Frizzy curls spitting fire. Because this is exactly what I was talking about before. Jessica and Justin G, they never get in trouble, even though they're the ones being terrible practically nonstop. I told them they were racists, and maybe a few other words too. And then I was shoving Jessica to the ground before anyone had a chance to alert the adults in the school. So all I can do now, journal, is hope the front office doesn't call mommy right away. Cause Amir seeing me get in trouble? That's plenty enough for one day. I don't need to cause any more disappointment. No gracias, not today. Not my job. It just gets so tiring. I mean, it's not even that hard to learn. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, sort of like D.C., which means mommy is a U.S. citizen, even though she grew up going to school in Spanish and eating arroz con pernil. She always says how lucky she is, how all she had to do was grab her passport and board a plane, how she has so much privilege because she didn't have to risk her life, risk her money, risk her home and family and job, all to come work her butt off in the continental United States. At school, I did a whole presentation post-Hurricane Maria because my school was doing a canned food drive. But do Jessica and Justin G remember what I talked about? Remember my pictures and facts and slides? Of course not. Because all Hispanics are illegal to them. And illegal always means bad. Dad thinks he's funny. He sees me, scribbling angry poems as I sit on the living room couch. Says he was a poet, too. Supuestamente in college, and that's how he swept mommy off her feet. Later, I ask her where the poem's at, but she laughs and says, "Your daddy, he never wrote a poem in his life." Dios mío, she laughs, te imagina. Except when I report back to Dad, Dad winks at me, wide, wider. "Girl," he drawls out, accent thick and warm, full of crawfish and a Louisiana swamp. There's more to poetry than words. And I groan and fake puke, because there's nothing worse than thinking about your dad being all romantic. Except maybe thinking about your mom all young and lipstick on falling for all his flirts. Still, I can't complain. Kids at my school? They're always whining, que si dad this, que si dad that. But my dad, he's the best. And there's no one I'd rather go to Costco with, fight over a bag of popcorn with, double over laughing at his pranks with, than my funny, life of the party prankster of a dad. Mommy, though? That's another story. Like how today she wants me to get Mimi's room ready. Which I will. I promise I will. But how is she going to get annoyed at me when she's the one who told me about Rebelde, which she used to watch when she was a kid? Yeah, it's cheesy, but that's what makes it so fun. Mommy is always telling me to smile more anyways. So you'd think she'd want me watching more TV and cracking up a storm, especially when it seems like she still hasn't received the call. But no, it's always Ive, I said now. Always, Ive, me escuchaste. Always, Ive, if you don't get up, ahora mismo. Because apparently, obedience isn't obedience if there's even the slightest delay. Maria. I'm finally cleaning Mimi's future room, because at the end of the day, she's one of my favorite people. Even if I haven't seen her since Maria, a.k.a. Categoria 5. Hurricane Maria, my dear journal, fue una beep. As in, it's the one time mommy didn't pull my ears for cussing in front of her. Because that's how bad it turned out to be. My aunts didn't have power for 5 months. And they were the ones better off. Which should tell you something about everything. Because that's a long time to not have a phone. Dad mailed a generator for Mimi so she could have AC, because the island was all out of generators, and Mimi is old. Well, old enough. Plus, she was already sick. But then, Mommy convinced him we needed to go too. Y que pa vivirlo en familia. So I packed granola bars into every available pocket of my backpack, because your girl is not about that Vienna sausage spam life. Pero mommy said I needed to work on being grateful, and she dumped them all out. Hello? Who my granola bars hurting?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?